Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. You know that feeling when your emotions feel like a runaway train? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're crashing down into frustration. We've all been there. But what if I told you we could become masters of our own emotional landscape? That's what we're diving into today, cultivating emotional intelligence and awareness. It's not about suppressing our feelings, it's about understanding them, navigating them with grace, and using them to fuel our lives. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without checking the dashboard, right? You need to know your speed, fuel levels, and warning signs. Emotional intelligence is your emotional dashboard. It helps you understand your inner world and how it impacts your actions and relationships. So, what are some key takeaways we can grab onto today? First up, self-awareness. This means being attuned to your own emotions as they arise. It's about noticing the physical sensations, thoughts, and behaviors that accompany different feelings. Ever get a knot in your stomach when you're anxious? Or feel your heart race before a big presentation? These are clues. The more you tune into these cues, the better you understand your emotional triggers. Second, we need to develop empathy. Stepping outside ourselves to see things from other people's perspectives is crucial for building strong relationships and navigating social situations with sensitivity. It's about actively listening, trying to understand their feelings, even if you don't agree with their viewpoint. Think of it like this. Everyone has their own unique story, their own set of experiences that shape their emotions. Number 3, self-regulation. This is where the real magic happens. Once we understand our emotions and those of others, we can start to manage them effectively. It's about learning techniques to calm ourselves down when things get heated, to respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Deep breaths, anyone? Visualization exercises. Positive affirmations. These tools are your emotional toolkit. Find what works for you. Number 4, motivation. This is about harnessing the power of our emotions to drive us towards our goals. When we're feeling inspired and passionate, we're more likely to put in the effort needed to achieve great things. Think about a project you're truly excited about. It feels effortless, right? That's the power of motivation. And finally, social skills. This involves being able to build rapport, communicate effectively, and navigate complex social situations with ease. It's about understanding unspoken cues, reading body language, and adapting our communication style accordingly. Think of it like learning a new language. The more you practice, the more fluent you become. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're in a meeting at work, and things are getting heated. Someone throws out an idea that clashes with yours, and your frustration starts to bubble up. Instead of reacting defensively or letting your anger take over, you take a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and acknowledge your feelings. You remind yourself that this is an opportunity for constructive dialogue, not a battle to be won. You listen actively to the other person's perspective, even if you disagree, and try to find common ground. You express your own ideas calmly and respectfully, focusing on solutions rather than blame. See? Emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect, it's about learning and growing. It's about choosing how we respond in challenging situations, rather than simply reacting. And trust me, the payoff is huge. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing those emotional muscles today. Pay attention to your feelings, cultivate empathy, manage your reactions, harness your motivation, and hone your social skills. Remember, the Stoic Mind Gym is here to support you on this journey. Share your experiences with us on social media. Let's build a community of emotionally intelligent individuals together. Until next time, keep pushing those limits, keep growing, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.